headed for the governor's desk. You just heard Jack Taylor reporting. Is one signature away from being the first state in the nation with a transgender bathroom law. And if you caught some of the audio that Jack was just playing, very emotional testimony yesterday and debate that took place in the South Dakota State Senate. This had already passed the House. It was debated in the Senate yesterday and passed by a close vote, 20-15 in the state Senate, now goes to the governor's desk. Question to you this morning is a simple one. Do you think the governor should sign it? 336-1320. Why or why not? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Democrat State Senator Bernie Hunhoff of Yankton said there could be a tourism boycott of the state as a result of this. The state's been drawing a lot of national attention. He says South Dakota could wind up with egg on its face. Republican State Senator Brock Greenfield said, do you feel it is appropriate for a 13-year-old girl to be exposed to the anatomy of a boy or a 13-year-old boy to be exposed to the anatomy of a girl? So according to the legislation, it would says that students would use bathrooms and locker rooms based on their biology, not their choice. So if you have someone who is transgender and says, you know, I'm maybe biologically a male, but am living as a female, they would still have to use the male facilities. How do you feel about that? Should the governor sign the bill? Why or why not? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Craig. You're on Kello.
Hi, I think he should sign it.
Why?
Because as a society, we just can't tolerate and accommodate every possible thing out there. And we have to make a decision on what we're going to hold as our values. And I'm proud of those guys that pushed this bill through and signed it. The guys that didn't sign it, I'm ashamed of them.
I would have to tell you, I was a little bit curious as to why the legislature felt the need to get into this with the threat of lawsuits. As sticky as this issue is, I would have thought they would have been grateful to sit on the sidelines and let school districts deal with it individually.
Say, well, you can't legislate morality. The reality is we legislate morality all the time. That's what legislation is.
I agree.
And I want to legislate morality because we cannot tolerate every single thing out there and accommodate it.
Craig, your phone's starting to break up. I appreciate your call. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. What do you think? Should the governor sign this? There have been lawsuits that have been threatened over this. And there have been some conservative Christian groups that have been working with lawmakers who were in support of this, some saying that they would aid the state. But this being a little bit different than private lawsuits against entities where you're going to have the state, if the state winds up getting sued, the state's going to have to represent itself in this. Do you fear lawsuits? Would that be a reason to not sign the bill? What do you want to see the governor do here and why? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. According to today's edition of the newspaper, whose name we do not speak, they quoted Dale Barcher, who is with the Family Heritage Alliance Action, applauded the Senate's decision, said it was indicative of our state values, said this is such the right thing to do to protect all of our students. It's a privacy bill. It's sensible South Dakota common sense. So how do you see it? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I would have to say what I have seen on this on social media has largely been negative reaction, which, and I don't take social media as really any indication of what's really going on out there other than what I'm seeing. And in part, I think because of the inflammatory way this has been, attacked by people in the LGBT community, and so a lot of the reaction I'm seeing has been negative that I've seen on social media, that I've seen online. I really would have to say I don't have a sense of where we're at, generally speaking, on this, which is why I really want to get your thoughts on it. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I'm just oftentimes based on a combination of things, my phone calls, my email, you know, the things I'm seeing on social media, the things that I'm hearing friends say. This is, other than those, a handful of people who've been very vehemently opposed in the usual, oh, I'm embarrassed by our state. I've really not heard a lot of this. I've not heard a lot of people talking about it. And again, this is the bill that would say that you would use the facilities, bathrooms, locker rooms, based on your biology, not based on your own choice. So do you think it's a... Now, again, if the legislature doesn't take action here, that doesn't mean... That would mean it would revert, it'd be a local control issue. It would be a local control issue if the legislature, you know, if the governor were to veto this and they did not override the veto. 336-1320 is our phone number, and I'd really love to hear from you, 1-800-228-4435, and get your thoughts on it. The my own feeling is I really would like to see Pierre stay out of some of these local matters, and especially when they're sticky ones. Seriously, I would think this would have been an opportunity for the state to say, wow, glad this is not in our court, and let school districts handle it on an individual level. I don't think that South Dakotans need Pierre to constantly be coming to our rescue. We are more than capable as individuals of dealing with our local school districts if we got a problem with whatever policies they've got in place. So just as I like to see the federal government get out of the state's business, I guess my approach to this is not one... is one that leave it up to local school districts to decide. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Don. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Doctor.
I'm glad you called, Don.
I'm here for my daily dose of common sense.
Well, give it to me, brother. What do you think?
Well, I think the governor should sign it, and here's why. I understand what you're saying about letting each district choose. The dilemma is we have students that go from district to district at times, so if basketball team A goes to basketball team B's facility, it could make for trouble there.
That's true.
And the other thing I would do, it does is...
But then I also think, though, that's why the High School Activities Association was been out in front of this 2 years ago and came up with their policy.
Yeah, well, and I think one thing that's nice for me in a way to look at is it makes it uniform, whether it's uniform one way or uniform the other. You know, whenever you go into one of our schools, whether it's a transgender bill or not,
sure,
it's uniform.
Right.
You know, for me, I guess it just makes sense that whatever gender you are, that's the bathroom you go in.
Yeah, I would. I really am wondering. One of the questions I have is, how many students does this really affect in terms of transgender students?
Well, and very few. And that's the other thing. If Bernie Hunhoff's biggest thing is tourists that are going to boycott the state, when you actually look at the percentage of people that are transgendered, and even if half of those people boycotted the state, you probably wouldn't even see it, because the numbers are just so small.
Well, it's large. There are a lot of people who are not part of the, who are not transgendered, but are very passionate about these issues. So, it, I mean, it's certainly in terms of the a negative response, and I see it on Facebook from people who I know, very negative about what the state is doing here.
Yeah, and a month from now, they won't even be thinking about it.
That's a good point. Whether it'll be long, no, seriously, whether it'll be long term or not, you're right. It's in the news right now, and everybody's passions are inflamed. That'll settle down. I agree with you.
So I mean, I just think in the course of common sense, it just makes sense that. Because here's the other thing. I mean, just in your normal train of thought now, when a girl goes to use a person with a woman's anatomy goes into a men's bathroom, there's only one place they can go.
Right.
Now, when a man goes into a girl's bathroom, there's only one place they can go. They can't walk up to a urinal in a woman's bathroom.
Right.
Just like a woman probably isn't going to back up to a urinal in a men's bathroom. Or however all that. See, that's the whole thing is.
Yeah, I never saw a day that we'd be talking about this here. to be honest with you, wow. Thank you, Don. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Let's get to Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie. You're on Kello.
Hi there. I think that the governor should sign the bill because I remember when my daughter and my son were in high school, they didn't enjoy changing even in front of their same sex.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so then to add something new to the mix?
I do have to say, I know there's a lot of focus on transgendered kids. There ought to be a focus on all the kids.
Right.
You know, because we got to, what's best for everybody? Not necessarily just one set of kids.
What if they made a transgender bathroom?
Yeah, it's, well, and that's part of what they're saying, and that, but not enough. It claims the LGBT crowd. That's not enough. Still a violation of their civil rights.
Well, I don't know if there's anything in our Constitution that says we have to have bathrooms.
No, this this is the federal government applying Title IX, and then it gets into all of these Title IX issues. And that's where the threat of lawsuits then come from. Jeannie, thank you. We've got Al and George standing by. They think the governor ought to sign the bill? We'll find out coming up. Well, the South Dakota legislature has passed the transgender bathroom bill. It says that students would have to use bathrooms and locker rooms based on their biology, not based on their choice. Now the bill goes to the governor's desk. We want to know whether you think the governor should sign it. Why or why not? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, George. You're on Kello.
Good morning.
What do you think here, George? I'm doing well, thank you. What should the governor do, George?
Well, I think this is kind of a no-brainer. If I was a governor, I wouldn't be able to pick up my pen fast enough. We got a couple of issues here. First issue is that we're pretty much a Christian society. And that would go against our morals. The other issue is that people are talking about, oh, we might lose tourist trade. Is this a money issue? Are we running because this is a money issue? I don't think we base our values on money in South Dakota.
I don't understand that either. For people, for those for which this is an issue of principle, money's irrelevant. I totally agree with you, George.
The other thing is, you got a school with 500 kids in it, and one of them's transgender. You're going to put the other 499 people in an uncomfortable situation because that one wants to float around the different bathrooms. I think this is ridiculous. If they want to do it, open up one of the teachers' bathrooms for that kid to go into.
And that's what they're talking about, providing special accommodations for those students who want based on choice.
You know, at that age, if you remember back at that age, there's so much turmoil going on in your mind. You're just discovering girls and discovering boys, and you don't know what's right and what's wrong. And you're really trying to set your value system. And if somebody's struggling with that, we shouldn't get involved with it unless it's so bad that they need some counseling. Maybe we need to do some counseling. It would be more important than trying to put all the other kids in an uncomfortable situation.
George, thank you for your thoughts. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. You want to see the governor sign the bill or not? Weigh in, 725. Good morning, Al. You're on Kello.
Absolutely, he needs to sign this bill. Feminists put urinals in women's bathrooms, and most women wouldn't stand for it. I mean, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, this bill makes accommodations.
Yes.
And, to think that there would be discrimination against everybody else in a locker room or in a shower is reprehensible to most people. And I wouldn't want a 15-year-old granddaughter showering with some guy that hasn't wants to be a girl. And, you know, there's a guy who has a website, sexchangeregret.com, where the suicide rate's about 20 times the national average. They go through different emotional stages while they're growing up. And counseling is the most important thing. It wasn't that long ago this was called a disorder. And as the culture changes now, nothing's wrong with anything. And, I mean, where is it going to end? If somebody doesn't push back, where will it ever end? You know, we cannot discriminate against the Judeo-Christian principles on which this country was founded.
Al, thanks for the call. 336-1320. What do you want to see the governor do? Should he, South Dakota, if he signs this, South Dakota would become the first state in the nation with a transgender bathroom law. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Weston. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks, Weston.
I'm really torn on this because I consider myself to be more of a fiscal conservative, socially liberal type person as far as, like, I'm not super religious, so I don't really care too much about gay marriage and all that. But on something like this, I don't know, I'm kind of torn because it's like I look at my Facebook and, like you, I see people that I didn't think really would even care about this type of stuff, and they're just like up in arms over it.
Yeah, they're infuriated or embarrassed or humiliated. Yeah,
but I don't know, for me, like, I'm trying to, like, just think about everybody, and like some of the other callers say, you know, like, you know, say you have one transgendered student and 500 that aren't, you know, what about the rights of the 499 to be provided with?
That's the problem I have. Yeah.
And I mean, I was a, you know, 12, 13-year-old boy once, and it's like, you got a female, say a female walks into your locker room and takes her clothes off. To me, there's certain involuntary bodily function things that might happen that could potentially, to me, it's tough.
It's a tough issue. Absolutely. Thanks, Weston. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Jason. You're on Kello.
Hey, good morning, Greg. See, I think the problem that we're having here is where everybody's talking about Christian values, which I'm a Christian. And like the last caller talked about, saying, you know, when we were 13 and puberty issues, I think the issue that we're having is we're giving this just too much credence. I have a dad that is gay, and I stand on the opposite side of the spectrum with him on his choice, and we have discussions like this all the time. The problem that I have is these folks aren't adjusting their moral compass at all. They're expecting us to adjust ours. And this comes down to an issue of morality, because they're saying what we're doing is against their civil rights, so they're claiming what we're doing is wrong. But nobody's coming out and saying, hey, this is nonsense, this is ridiculous, we don't do this. I'm sorry that you're a boy and you feel like you're a girl and you want to play on the girls' volleyball team. You can't because you're a boy. We'll make that decision by their anatomy. But now that we're accommodating everybody, the big problem we're giving this is we're giving this some form of false truth.
Our culture is weakened under...
And this is a personal choice that an individual is making. And we're treating it as if it's something that they can't choose otherwise or can't adapt or adopt to. And I just think we're giving it way too much credence as if it's a true thing that we all need to debate. We need to call this nonsense. I'm sorry that you're a boy and you feel like you're a girl. You're going to have to get some counseling. We don't accommodate issues like that. But nobody's saying that. So as long as we leave it up for debate, it's going to be up for debate. There's going to be lawsuits. I mean, it's like Bill Murray said in Ghostbusters, dogs and cats living together.
So you're the governor. What are you going to do? How do you handle this bill?
Well, that's a great question. That's the problem. I think the governor just needs to say this is nonsense. I would not sign the bill. I would not give any credence to it. I would say it's against his moral beliefs, and he believes it against not common sense. I mean, you got to take a stand. These individuals are taking stands. Say, hey, I'm a boy, but I'm a girl on the inside. They're taking a stand, and they're not backing off whatsoever. And we need to take the same stand. I mean, at some point in time, you need to.
Well, I think that's what lawmakers feel they're doing, is they're saying, we're not going to, if you're transgender, we're not going to allow you to use the bathroom of your choice. You're going to have to use the bathroom of your biology. And that's why the LGBT community is up in arms in opposition to this bill. Jason, thanks. Well, yesterday, the state Senate followed the South Dakota House and passed a bill that's been called the bathroom bill, commonly in reporting, this transgender bill. It would require that students use bathrooms and locker rooms based on their biology and not their choice. Special accommodations would be provided for students who insisted on choice. Been lawsuits, threats of potential lawsuits if the governor signs this. He's not indicated what he would do, so we're asking, what do you think the governor should do? Do you want to see him sign this bill or not? Why or why not? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Mark. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, I think the governor ought to sign it. You know how the left always likes to attack Christians because some Christians or a lot of Christians question, doubt, or deny evolution or science?
Yes.
Well, we pass a law that's based on biology that, despite Sheldon of Big Bang, biology is a science. So now we have a law that's based on science, and we're being called mean, bigoted, and whatever else. Kind of boggles the mind when you stop and think about it. And the other was whichever one of the state senators or whoever said that we're going to lose money because tourists are going to go away.
Correct.
My counter argument to that is, again, science. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So for every liberal that boycotts South Dakota, because of this law, you're going to have a conservative saying, hey, I'm going to go support that state and show up. So it's a win-win for us.
Mark, I'm glad you waited. Thanks for your patience. We want to get to as many of your calls as we can this morning. 336-1320. We've got room on the switchboard for you now. 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Paul. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks for taking my call.
Good to hear from you.
So I'm going to represent the smallest group here and say I think he should veto it. My reasoning is very similar to yours, but I thought I'd throw in a couple items that you haven't heard yet. You know, Governor Dugard has mentioned that he hasn't even met a transgendered person. So that's, you're looking at a bill here that affects constituents that you have no idea about, you don't have any contact with, that sort of thing. So I think that's a little dangerous, you know, to not have an understanding of the topic that you're dealing with. And then one more thing, a great point I think you brought up and some other people that do think you should sign it have brought up is that we're not thinking about the other kids that this would affect. And I think that's a really great point. But have we thought about, you know, polling athletic students and regular students and finding out where they stand on this? I mean, I think that would be.
This is why I would have preferred to leave it at a district level and let districts in consultation with their parents and their, you know, the people that they're serving in their communities. Make it at their level. That's what I would have preferred. But once the bill's passing the legislature, what does the governor do?
Right. And I don't think he should sign it because I don't think he has enough information to make that decision yet. And I do think that there's already a precedent in place set by, you know, the high school athletic board or activity board.
I don't know whether it's what it's going to boil down to is this, is do you believe it's an issue of civil rights or do you believe it's an issue of choice?
Yeah.
You know, because what you have the LGBT community is saying is that this is a matter of civil rights, that this is who we are. It's no different than somebody who's born black. We can't change who we are. As you're hearing callers say, they don't believe that. They believe it's an issue of choice. And well, I think that's what it boils down to.
I'm here to tell you I'm a straight white male, and I don't support this. So thank you for taking my call.
Always, my friend. I'm glad to hear from every different point of view, honestly. So I appreciate it. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435, 744. Good morning, Bruce. You're on Kello.
Well, good morning, Greg. And, you know, just a partial response to Paul there. He's talking about, you know, you have to consider the other kids, and I think he meant the transgendered ones. But my point is this. There is such a small minority of people that are having this question in their life.
Right.
And to upset the apple cart for the, I'm not kidding, the 99.9% who don't have that issue in their life, and to upset the entire apple cart. And like,
I have a problem with that, I'll be honest with you.
Exactly. There's much more harm, psychological and real harm and intimidation by people that might be offended, that whether it's some guy that thinks he's a girl and maybe changes his mind in the middle of his decision and says, I just want to sneak into the girl's bathroom all the time and get my cheap looks. I don't know as confused as these people seem to be, they say they have all this trauma and this stress in their life. There must be a lot of confusion. And to force that down the throats of the 99.9% and to have such an agenda-driven, that's why I so appreciate you putting this on the radio this morning, to have such an agenda-driven formula by the local misleading paper every single day, front page, top of the,
yeah,
all pages, and the TV stations to go so overwhelmingly down our throats about this, I think is exactly the right thing for the governor to sign this and to support the 99.9% of people who, whether they say they are open-minded about it, you know, how do the daughters, and it's my concern about the daughters, you know, the sons also, but to put this down people's throats so hard and so fast by such an agenda-driven thing, I just really appreciate you bringing this out.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts, and I'm going to cut you short there, Bruce, just because I got so many people on the line, and I do want to hear as many voices as possible this morning. Thank you for the call, 746. Good morning, Rick. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. You know, again, I side on most of your callers and you that this is a big issue, and the issue is for, again, kids that are under the age of 18, they're minors, that if this bill did not pass and let's say they were allowed the transgenders to use the bathroom of their choice, I think psychologically, you know, it could really affect a lot of kids. Plus, for the child itself that has that issue of trying to figure out who they are, they're going to get teased and ridiculed. I mean, I think it might even create more psychological harm.
Yes, see, this is one of the parts of the debate, I have to tell you, Rick, has me scratching my head a little bit, and that is that if we have special accommodations for transgender students, that somehow now they're going to be the object of bullying. Well, let me tell you the way of the world is that when a someone walks into a boy's locker room who's got female anatomy and says they are male, if you think that that's not going to subject them to ridicule, I think you are living in a fantasy.
No, kids are mean, and that's going to be one part. But again, we're talking about a publicly funded school where 99, and many callers have said this, where 99% don't have an issue. They know what gender they are. That's one thing. Now, if we're talking about after the age of 18 and they're in a public restroom and they, you know, they go in somewhere and something happens and they're discriminated against, you know, that I can understand. You know, if something happened, you know, we're talking about a public restroom and let's say some guy beats the crap out of a, or some girl, let's say we got some guy beats the crap out of a,
anybody beats the crap out of anybody, we go after them. Absolutely. Right. Irrelevant.
It's irrelevant, yeah. And that's what I would stand up and I would be side by side and say, no, that shouldn't happen. Again, they're adults. If they want to dress as a woman and go into a woman's restroom and somebody beats the crap out of them, even if a woman beat the crap out of them, you know, or something, you know, I would understand that. But we're talking about a publicly funded school, and I think the governor should sign it and say, nope, you know, we're going to take a stand. We need to protect the majority of the students that don't have this problem.
All right, Rick, thanks.